Deutsche Welle News.
This is Chuck Penfold in Bonn. In Egypt, two people are reported to have been shot dead in clashes between police and protesters in the city of Suez. In Cairo, protests against Egypt's ruling military council continued into early Friday, following a day of demonstrations sparked by Wednesday's deadly clashes at a soccer match in the north of the country. What began as a peaceful demonstration in the capital on Thursday turned ugly, with police using tear gas to prevent thousands of protesters from reaching the Interior Ministry. Some demonstrators pelted the security forces with rocks. Egypt's official news agency cited health ministry sources who reported almost 400 injuries. Protests were also reported in Port Said. That was the site of that soccer game on Wednesday where 74 people were killed and hundreds of others injured after a pitch invasion. Some have accused the police of failing to take action to prevent the violence. A former Khmer Rouge jailer who oversaw the deaths of around 15,000 people will spend the rest of his life in jail. This after Cambodia's UN-backed court ruled in a final appeal to increase Khang Guek Ave's sentence to life imprisonment. At his original trial in 2010, the man more commonly known as Duc had been sentenced to 35 years in jail for war crimes and crimes against humanity for his role as head of the feared S-21 prison in the late 1970s. However, the appeals court found that this sentence did not reflect the gravity of his crimes. S-21 was at the center of the Khmer Rouge security apparatus, and thousands of inmates were taken from there for execution in a nearby orchard that served as a so-called killing field. German Chancellor Angela Merkel continued her three-day visit to China this Friday with a meeting with President Hu Jintao in Beijing. President Hu said her trip to China was helping to build trust and understanding between the two countries. Later in the day, Chancellor Merkel is to travel to the south of the country for talks with German and Chinese business leaders. On Thursday, the Chancellor met with Premier Wen Jiabao. He assured her of Beijing's continued faith in the European single currency, the euro. He also indicated China's willingness to assist in efforts to combat the eurozone's debt crisis. Merkel used a speech earlier in the day to reassure Beijing about Europe's financial health following Monday's agreement to implement regulations to curb government spending. Merkel also pressed the Chinese for help in persuading Iran to renounce its possible nuclear weapons ambitions. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. Russia has rejected speculation that the United Nations Security Council could be close to reaching a consensus on a draft resolution aimed at stopping the bloodshed in Syria. Diplomats said Russian ambassador to the UN, Vitaly Churkin, told a closed-door session of the Security Council that he would veto the resolution if it were put to a vote this Friday. The 15-member Security Council has been divided for days over a European-Arab draft that would call for an end to the crackdown on anti-government protesters and endorse an Arab League plan to implement political reforms in Syria. Earlier on Thursday, diplomats said they had made a major concession to Russia by revising the draft to remove an explicit call for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down. In Syria itself, troops closed public squares in Hama on Thursday after residents poured red paint, symbolizing blood on the ground, to mark the 30th anniversary of a massacre ordered by the father of the current president, Bashar al-Assad. Activists in Hama said fire trucks washed away the paint and later snipers took up positions in the city. Amnesty International estimates that between 10 and 25,000 people were killed when the forces of then-president Hafez al-Assad put down a 1982 revolt against his rule. More than 5,000 people are believed to have been killed since Bashar al-Assad's forces began their crackdown on anti-government demonstrators in March of last year. The deep freeze continued across parts of Eastern Europe on Thursday. More than 130 deaths have now been linked to the freezing temperatures over the past week. Many of those who have died have been the homeless, who literally froze to death after failing to find or take shelter as temperatures plunged to as low as minus 30 degrees Celsius. Among the hardest hit by the cold snap have been Ukraine and Poland. Heavy snowfall has caused most of the problems in parts of the Balkans. In Serbia, more than 10,000 villagers have been cut off by as much as 2 meters of snow. Emergency crews have been using helicopters to either evacuate people to safety or to deliver vital supplies. Chuck Penfold, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.